one of the questions that comes in often is about how to handle gifts around the holiday season, around Christmas. One parent wrote in, how do we handle all the extras that come along with gifts? Christmas is especially hard. We end up with so much unimportant stuff that I end up throwing out. You know, this is a question that comes up over and over, and it's sure one that comes up in every family, including my own. I've learned a lot over the years from watching parents deal with this and deal with it well. You know, and I'll give a couple of hints here. One family decided that they would have one gift from the core family, you know, from their own family, and then they would have one gift that the father's side would give and one gift that the mother's side would give. And those people on either side of the family would communicate, and then this one gift would come in, which was usually then it was a great thing. It was something that was enduring. I know there was a bicycle that was bought, and these parents were grateful for it because they actually couldn't really afford it, and that came from one side of the family. The other side of the family got together and invited the child to on a holiday, which was nice, by the seaside, and it was a lovely week that their child had, and that was the gift from the other side of the family. That's one way I've seen to do it, just three gifts, one from the core family, one from maternal, one from paternal sides. And that tends to work well. The other things I've seen is that parents, this is a pretty brave step, but a parent has actually just put out there to extended family and friends that they are having a simple Christmas, that they would love to see them, they would love to have them come over, please, you know, send a card through, but we're having a low gifting Christmas, and that these are our values. We love you all dearly, and do feel free to stand down, was her exact words, in gift giving. We would love to see you, hear from you, come on over, share a meal with us, be with us, call us, you know, and chat, be a presence in whatever way you can, but no gifts. We're having only one core gift from the core family this coming Christmas. I thought that was particularly sort of radical, actually, and brave. I've seen other things whereby in a similar vein, parents will reach out to extended family and friends and actually say to them, look, we would love you to either make handmade gifts, but if that's too hard, here are the kinds of gifts that our children really appreciate. And they sort of make basically a very short list and say, these are the kinds of things that our kids love and love to play with, but please nothing else. Please not, you know, other things. This is what we're trying to do in our family. Okay, so that's about it for now. Thanks for listening in. Hope it's been helpful. Okay, bye-bye for now.